Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guests today are Nate Basinger and Forrest Huizingfeld from the Swampland Jewels. That's who you're appearing today as the Swampland Jewels, but you'd also know them for Diplomats of Solid Sound and other groups as well. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Last year, well, about this time, we were getting ready for the Diplomats at Jazz Under the Stars, and in our pre-interview for that, we did talk quite a bit about the Swampland Jewels, which is, now, is it fair to say it began as a, you know, kind of a Diplomats side project, or has it always kind of been its own thing?
It's kind of its own thing. It kind of started as maybe a pandemic sort of project, the dust settled and it looked like, oh, we should probably go out and start making music again. I just called up some friends. So I called up Forrest and Marty Christensen and Eddie McKinley, both, and all of them play actually in the Diplomats right now. And also I called Randall Davis to play guitar and just was like, hey, let's get together and just play some songs. And the songs that we played were kind of like Gulf Coast oldies, just kind of like fun, you know, kind of like comfortable songs that, you know, didn't have to think too hard about, because the pandemic is over and we just want to have a good time. And that's kind of, that was the start, was just us getting together for fun on Tuesday nights.
And that's as good a reason as any to continue playing in the band is comfortable songs, and it was a lot of fun. So you said Gulf Coast oldies. So like I would say the Diplomats, the music of the Jewels, it feels familiar, but a lot of times I can't say that I've necessarily, oh yeah, I know this song from, you know, such and such. So define a Gulf Coast oldie for me.
Well, so if you think of the Gulf Coast as being, like New Orleans, but then, it kind of like goes, maybe into Florida too. But it's just basically, it's like southern, Gulf of Mexico encompasses New Orleans. And then like, the French Louisiana goes into Texas, so it'd be music that, it might sound like 50s rock and roll. It might be kind of more jazz influenced, definitely a lot of blues music. To be honest, it's like I lived in Austin, Texas for like about 11 years, and it's kind of the stuff that we would just play because it's what the audience expects, when they're in Austin, and like that's what the locals dance to and stuff, so you'll play maybe, a blues song followed by an old R&B song followed by, kind of more of a jazzy, kind of song. And that's just kind of, the book of songs that, I was just kind of familiar with. And those were the songs that I could sing and that I could lead. So that's kind of where we went from there. But also there's like quite a few originals. There's a lot of songs that just sort of orphan songs of mine that didn't really have a home. And then once we started playing, it's like, oh, I think maybe these guys, maybe we could try doing these songs. And we did. And we wrote some new ones. And then we made an album. And now here we are, being interviewed by you today.
Well, we think of, like New Orleans, for example, we think of that as kind of a specific sound. We think of Texas blues as kind of having a specific sound. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like how this music came about is, of course, these places not all that far apart.
Not
so
at all.
If you were touring and playing music in all these different cities, yeah, it all start to mix together.
Yeah,
after a while.
Yeah, there's quite the history of it, of that interaction. Also, you can't negate the Caribbean influence in all of this as well, because to a certain degree, it's arguable that like Louisiana is sort of like another Caribbean island, it's just a bit northwest, I guess you could say.
And attached to something.
Yeah, and attached to
depending
something.
On the flooding.
Yeah, but it's really true. There's all of these, kind of influences, and it goes back a long way. I mean, you could be listening to, like, for instance, let's say you pull up, like, an old, like, Amadi Ardoin record, okay, and he's, like, a really famous Creole accordion player. And you listen to him playing and you're like, wow, this sounds like, old timey, you know, Cajun music, you know, or whatever. Where did this come from? You know, it's like he must have just lived in this vacuum and, you know, was this musical genius and, you know, who came, you know, from the swamps that, you know, came up with this like brand new type of music. But if you listen really closely, you can just, you can discern. It's like, wait a second. It's like, you know, famous New Orleans, like jazz bands were playing there. And it's like, he's actually like on the accordion mimicking, you know, a New Orleans jazz band. It's like, this is not music that existed in a vacuum. So there's always this like interaction between like what's happening in New Orleans and what's happening in like San Antonio and Texas. You know, there's the, you know, the highways existed there for, you know, forever. Yeah,
they are connected by roads. Yeah. So. But when we mentioned the Caribbean influences, Forrest, you know, that's where you come in as the drummer. Sounds like you really have to be a bit of a musical chameleon from song to song, really changing up rhythmic styles.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun as the drummer percussionist, too. And when Nate originally started playing for me some of the stuff, he'd, you know, send me some recordings or we'd listen to it ahead of time. And I was kind of shocked at how some of this old accordion music sounds Afro-Caribbean. It was like stuff that I was not super familiar with, especially coming out of an accordion. And so that's one of the big differences between this kind of group and Diplomats of Solid Sound is, one, it's a lot of accordion. There's other keyboard instruments too on a lot of the originals, but there's a lot of accordion stuff. And then two, it's like straight up, a lot of it is this really cool Afro-Caribbean rhythmically, because, you know, New Orleans and arguably Lafayette and the rest of Louisiana is kind of the northern coast of that area. Yeah, so it's danceable. It's fresh. It's kind of new to us, but really it's sort of ancient. So it's a cool mix as a percussionist.
Well, yeah, as you say, it's a unique niche in our area because, yes, you know, the Diplomats and now Swampland Jewels, you know, have filled this unique niche now for quite some time.
Right.
The one of the main reasons that you're here, though, is not just to give everyone a doctorate in musicology in certain regions of the U.S., but talk about the brand new album. So the first Swampland Jewels album, just getting ready to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming out on April 5th. A couple of the songs are already available on Bandcamp, but it'll be worldwide April 5th. And it was funded in part by the Iowa Arts Council, which got the funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. And Nate was the administrator and the mastermind and the musical director of all of this, and we're glad that we got some funding for this. And the rest of the band is glad that he took us to school on all this and sort of you know, introduced us and these early rehearsals were kind of like being in class, except for a lot more fun because there might have been some beer, tequila, you know, more yeah, so than whatever.
Which you don't usually get in class.
Right.
So, Nate, tell me about the songs on the album. Is it all original, mix of original, plus some of the Gulf Coast sound that you love?
Yeah, it's mostly original. There are covers on it, but the covers are definitely our own take on them. So that, you know, they don't really sound like the original, like the source material all that much, to be honest. Everyone will just have to check it out.
Indescribable.
Yeah, can't give out too much.
Exactly. Got to listen to it. Well, I know you put us on the list to get the CD when it arrives, and you've got a big album release party on the very day it comes out.
Yeah, we'll be at the Black Angel in Iowa City on Friday, April 5th. And we're going to play right at the time of this recording. We're not sure if the women's basketball team, University of Iowa, is going to be in the Final Four. So we're going to the timing will be around that, whether it's, you know, we play before, we play, but we're not going to play during. We're going to, you know, cater to.
Might have an extended intermission.
Yep, exactly. And then we've got Saturday, April 20th. At Old Neighborhood Pub in Cedar Rapids. That's going to be a fun show. It's going to be free outside, weather permitting, from 4 to 7. And then we've also got a bunch of other shows. We're going to be at MyFest in Amana on Saturday, April 4th.
No, May 4th.
Or Saturday, May 4th, MyFest. Yep, exactly. Then we've got Club 76 in North Liberty on May 5th. That's going to be a fun Cinco de Mayo.
That's a fun little venue kind of tucked away there. I've been there a couple of times.
Right, right.
You guys got a cool vibe going on here.
Yeah, and Cinco de Mayo is going to be interesting too because we've got a 40-piece mariachi band opening for us.
Whoa.
So we're not sure how we're going to bring the heat after after that, but we're going to do our best. We might need to turn it up a little bit. But yeah, then we've got a bunch of other shows. Swamp, we're doing the full band. So we do the full band thing, and then for some smaller gigs, we do a little duo with just me and Nate. But Friday Night Concert Series, Friday, May 21st. We're doing Des Moines Cajun Fest on Saturday, June 22nd. I guess Concert Series is June 21st, not May 21st. Playing the Millstream Brauhaus in Amana as an often accordion-based band. We've gotten to find a home in the Amana colonies. And sometimes we'll even bust out some polkas here and there. We've got the Duo is playing the Ox Yoke on July 20th. The Duo is playing Big Grove on August 10th. And then we've got a new Northside concert series on September 14th. North side of Iowa City. And also, this hasn't been announced yet, but we're doing a Brian Fest, which is named after Brian Kretzmeyer. It's a fundraiser to raise money for musicians, young musicians whose families cannot afford for them to take lessons.
It's the Swampland Jewels with their album release party at the Black Angel in Iowa City. And for those who haven't been to the Black Angel yet, it's really the spiritual descendant of the Mill, because a lot of the stuff, the decor and everything from the Mill came to the Black Angel. So
yeah.
if you dug the Iowa City music scene over the years, it will feel like home even if you've never been there before.
Yeah, they've got the actual bar. They've got some of the stained glass. It's a little bit creepy, but in a good way. It's nostalgic. And they've got a lot of great music happening pretty much all the time. The food is really good, too.
Again, that's April 5th, which is also the date that the album comes out. You'll have those available at the gig, of course, and people will be able to get them through the normal channels, I'll bet. Mainly your website, which will also be the place where you can go to review all of these gigs that we talked about over the next couple of months. And what is where did we find you on the web and social media?
TheSwamplandJewels.com.
Prime real estate. We're real happy that we were able to nab that before anybody else did.
Congrats on the album and a busy spring and summer, and come back when you got other stuff to talk about too.
Will do.
Yeah, thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you.
You can hear the Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30, or you can watch the video on YouTube and Facebook, or subscribe to the podcast at kcck.org/culture. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.